Wichita is catching the cybersecurity wave. I'm Tom Schein, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up.
Amphitheater is close to Wichita. And there was like Andover. And I was like, I don't even know where Andover is. I just moved here in June.
All the world's a stage, as Music Theater Wichita is fighting out this season. But first, the recent ransomware attacks on Colonial Pipeline and JBS Meats have exposed a longstanding problem, a major lack of cybersecurity experts. The U.S. Department of Labor says there are thousands of openings for information security analysts, as they're called. Demand is expected to grow over the next decade, and Wichita wants in. Several universities are now offering cybersecurity programs, and two national cybersecurity firms, including Novacoast, have opened offices here, hoping to attract some of that local talent. Ashley Scheidemann is head of Flagship Kansas, a trade organization for the state's tech sector. She recently talked with the Range about issues surrounding cybersecurity, including, first of all, what information security analysts do.
So it's the job of the cybersecurity professional to find out where those holes are, find out where those attacks are coming from, figure out how to patch those holes, really look at the companies that they're working with or that the companies that they're in and try to find those holes themselves to defend their companies against those malicious attacks.
So the ransomware attack on Colonial Pipeline earlier this month really brought the issue of cybersecurity and whether we're really prepared to the forefront. But I'm guessing it's really an issue that has existed for a long time. Is that correct?
The more data that we have out there and the more technology that we're using, the more susceptible we become for hacking and for cyber attacks. So it's been around for a while, but it's really come to the forefront. And that, I think, is why cybersecurity professionals are in such high demand now.
Why has the field had trouble attracting potential employees, or has it been more of a training issue?
You know, the training issue is definitely there just because prior to the past couple of years, we haven't had a lot of training programs in place. We've had more software writing, programming, those type of programs in place. And so I think as the need for cybersecurity has increased over the past couple of years, it's really made us see that we need to increase those educational opportunities to get the cybersecurity professionals up to speed and with the skills that they need in order to be desirable by companies.
Fair to say that Novacoast came here in part because of the educational programs we have here?
I would wholeheartedly agree with that. You know, they saw that we have workforce development opportunities in place for cybersecurity professionals. We have the educational system in place. It's a very attractive location to cybersecurity companies who want to grow and want to be able to employ people, you know, directly in our city.
You can read more of my interview with Ashley Scheidemann at KMUW.org. After canceling its 2020 season because of COVID-19, Music Theater Wichita had to reinvent itself this year to reach audiences, starting with finding a larger space for more social distancing. Artistic director Brian Markham had a lot of extra planning to do in his first year on the job. Torn Anderson caught up with Markham at Century 2 to talk about the changes in Music Theater's venues.
Brian Markham was hired as Associate Artistic Director in June of 2020. Right before theater performances came to a global halt.
And I said, do you still want me? And they said, yes. And so we, you know, coming back and kind of restructuring and figuring out what we were going to do, where we were going to perform because we couldn't be in the concert hall.
A simple Google search for outdoor theaters close to Wichita came up with their first performance venue, the Capitol Federal Amphitheater in Andover.
And I was like, I don't even know where Andover is. I just moved here in June. So I was like, what's Andover? So I drove out there and I saw it and I was like, oh my God, this place is beautiful. There are ducks flying over. There was frogs hopping in front of me. You know, it was really, it's a beautiful outdoor theater.
The venue provided ample room for spacing out a large audience for Music Theater Wichita's first two shows. The next show is moving back indoors to Century 2. Markham showed me around the sprawling convention hall.
We're starting rehearsals in a week for our first indoor show of the season. And it's called Moret. and we're going to be performing in the convention hall. The concert hall normally seats 2,300-ish, I think, and the convention hall is a bigger space that could seat up to 5,000. And so we can socially distance those patrons, you know, farther away so they can still see the stage. It's rather, you know, it's rather large. You know, when I was one of the resident ensemble members way back in the 90s and here at MTW, they had a tennis match in here. And I think I saw Martina Navratilova play in here.
All the actors from Murette are adult and local, with the exception of a 12-year-old from out of town. With more families expected, maintaining social distancing is necessary.
We feel like we'll have lots of children coming to see it, so they're not vaccinated, so we just want to make sure that we can stay safe, and we're going to ask people to still wear their masks indoors, and we'll put a seat in between every group, every family group or every group that comes together. And then in the loge here, we will separate every aisle. Every other aisle won't be used.
Music Theater will have two more shows this year. It's extending its season into November, and Markham says he hopes by then, audiences will see a much more familiar return of Music Theater Wichita.
Hopefully by that time, we feel as though we'll be able to dance and touch people and maybe like pick them up and be closer together. So that'll be the first time we'll really be able to kind of get back to doing what we do, indoor theater, with professionals from New York who have, you know, big Broadway credits. And, you know, it'll be almost 2 full years. Well, it will be 2 full years of us not doing what we normally do until we can get back to it.
For The Range, I'm Torin Anderson.
And one last thing. Our new Corva Coleman Diversity in Journalism intern began working this week in our newsroom. And like all interns, Caitlin McElwain is brimming with talent and enthusiasm as she takes the first steps of her professional career. I did my own internship in the summer of 1979 for the San Jose Mercury News. I spent the first month convinced my boss would realize someone upstairs had made a terrible mistake and send me packing back to Detroit in my Chevy Chevette. But after settling in, I absorbed so much from so many fine journalists that I knew I wanted to do this for a living, which I have for more than 40 years. It was the greatest summer ever. I hope Caitlin can say the same. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Nadia Foe and Lou Ann Stevens. Torin Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.